The Park City School Board approves its budget in June and now is starting to dive deeper into its specifics. As school board member Michael Boyle says, they'll structure the budget to look both long-term and then in the short term to approve it year to year. So as many expenditures and revenues are still in flux, he says it's important to remember that the district tries to consider the worst case scenario.
With that, anytime you do a forecast, a projection, it's always prudent, and Todd is very prudent, to not understate expenditures. So the five-year lookout is, I don't want to say a worst case, but it's certainly not the least expensive case by any means.
Boyle said several years ago, the district had to approve a tax increase and earmark about $3 million in cuts, which after negotiating a teacher contract, only allowed cuts of about $1.2 million. That tax increase and budget cuts have them in a decent position today.
In between making that decision on the cuts and approving the budget, we also finally settled with the teachers with a compensation package, and that reduced the cuts by about $1.1 million. So at the end of the day, we had $1.9 million in cuts, $4 million tax increase.
Now, says Boyle, with projecting out 5 years, they're able to spot those deficiencies earlier and do something about it. He says in looking at expenditures, with 87% of the budget going towards staff, he says hard decisions must be made if they really want to cut spending.
You can make some gains through working around the edges, as we call it, such as textbooks, fuel, you know, turn off the lights, you know, things like that. But you hit it right on the head. We are talking people. So if you cut it, when people talk about, well, let's cut back on programs and such, you're really talking about people.
Which, says school board president Mo Hickey, is in direct conflict with what parents say they want, small class size.
The residents of Park City and the community has requested that we have one of the top districts in the country. Like it or not, there's a cost that goes along with that. And we've looked at districts like in Alexandria, Virginia, which is one of the top public school districts in the country. We've looked at districts in St. Louis and in California. At the moment, we're well below the national average, never mind in a comparative state with districts that are at the high end. And as Michael said, you know, when you start talking about staff, we have to be very careful because we have people that are asking for smaller class sizes. Well, there's a cost that comes with smaller class sizes.
Hickey says they'll continue to look out long term, cut where it's feasible, and consider the district learning plan, making sure that every expenditure ultimately benefits students.
You can look at our non-teachers, our non-support staff, and you could probably cut that budget 10%, and it doesn't really address the issue moving forward. The real question is going to come down to, and it's what we're focusing on, is what is best for the students? What is the best programming we can provide for our students? And does the community want to support that?
There's expected student growth in the district, which they say ultimately is a net negative. It costs around $10,000 to educate a student each year. The state funding provides about $3,000.
I do want to put that in perspective. The national average was over $11,000 per student. Now, certainly there's several states that, for various reasons, spend a ton of money, but then there's states like ourselves, Nevada, Mississippi, that bring that average well down.
That's school board member Michael Boyle, along with school board president Mo Hickey. They say they favor, if a tax increase is needed, to raise taxes by smaller amounts more frequently than to wait until there's a need to cover a sizable deficiency. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.